Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we are recording. Go ahead and start us off, Craig. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Two Guys.
I'm talking about lettuce.
What's happening here?
My name is Greg Benson.
You seem a little more wacky than usual, Greg. What's going on?
Craig Benzine. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah.
Nice to see you.
Good morning.
Today. Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
You asked me to start us off, and then you started us off.
Great. Start us
off. You already said that, and you already did start us off.
Yeah. All right, Craig.
Yeah.
All right, man.
You have a bandage on your face. Is that affecting your brain at all?
I don't know anything about that. I can't help you with that. Now, would you like to see what's under my...
I don't need any help.
Would you like to see what's under the bandage on my face? Would you like to see? I will warn you, it's shocking.
Yes, I would like to
see. All right, here we go. I'm telling you, though, this is shocking. Hang on. Here we go.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's not very shocking. It's, in fact, nothing. Nothing.
I mean, that's what's shocking about it. It's shocking that I would have a bandage on my face covering nothing.
That's true. That's a little shocking. You used to have a burn there.
Aren't you shocked?
Yeah, what happened to the burn?
It cleared up very quickly. I mean, I burned myself a week ago today, and I've been covering it and putting on Aquaphor, and that stuff works like magic. And now the burn is gone. Are you shocked?
I'm a little shocked.
I told you it's shocking.
Yeah.
You're extraordinarily
shocking.
You've never been so shocked in your life.
Yeah. Okay.
You know that song, Shock the Monkey? It's about this, and you're the monkey.
Okay. Did the intro song play yet? For this episode?
Yeah, didn't you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
We did the whole intro, and then the intro song played.
There it
goes again. It's playing again. And then it stopped. Okay, see, so you get just a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah,
there it is again.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, this is extra editing for me to do later.
Yeah.
Extra editing.
Listen, Greg, you always accuse me of not preparing.
Because you don't prepare for this.
No, I do. I wrote something for you.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love when you write stuff. Great. Let's hear it.
Hi, Greg. I just want to let you know that I scripted this part because you always accuse me of not preparing. So I prepared a lot. Here are the things I prepared. A script. 1. 2. I brushed my teeth. 3. I put on clothes. On the top, at least. 4. I built up a career on YouTube, without which you would never know who I am. 5. I looked up some lettuce news. And 6. I pooped. This concludes my preparation for the day. Thank you for your time. Goodbye.
Wow. Craig, I have to say, and I'm being completely honest with you right now, you are an excellent writer. I mean, that's just good writing.
I've read
a lot of books. Have you ever read a book? It's got pages. It's got a bunch of words in it on pages.
Everyone knows what a book is.
It's usually bound. It's bound. The pages are bound together so that it's one entity. It's not just a bunch of loose pages.
Is it sometimes not bound?
Well, usually when writers first write things, if they use a typewriter, it's going to be on loose pages. And then
is it a book yet then?
Then they carry them. They walk through Central Park to their... Yeah. agent's office, and they're ready to deliver it, and they've got all these loose leaf papers, and then
this is in New York.
All writers live in New York, and then they're walking through Central Park, and then the wind kicks up, it gets really windy, and all their loose leaf papers just go everywhere, and they go, oh mamma mia, I lose my loose leaf papers, oh please help me, my loose leaf papers go everywhere, and then everyone don't worry sweet little Italian man, I'll help you pick up your loose leaf papers, oh yes please, you help let me pick up my loose leaf of papers. And then they pick up his loose leaf papers and they put them back in order because luckily he's numbered the pages, which is wise.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then he goes, mm-hmm. oh, thank you. You come over to my place tonight. I'm going to make you some spaghetti and some lasagna mm-hmm. and some cannelloni.
Okay. Wow. He's doing does a lot of cooking, but also writing. That's, yeah.
Well, all writers are excellent cooks. And I mean, they're from Italy. So okay. of course they know yeah. how to make a good
all
fresh
writers
pasta.
Are from Italy?
All writers are Italian and they live in New York City. What part of this is unclear to you? It's very clear.
No,
all writers are Italian
clear.
And they live in New York City. And they're loose leaf.
What you're saying.
Their yeah. loose leaf papers fly away when they walk through Central Park to go to their agent's office, which is uh-huh. all the way on the other side of Central Park, by the way. There's
okay.
You could go man. Around the park, but then yeah. that's just a much longer walk.
They could get an apartment on the other side or
let me ask you something. Do you remember yeah. the part where all their papers blew away in the wind in the park and then the Italian writer chef says, "Oh, my loose leaf papers. Oh, please yeah, help yeah. me, my loose leaf papers." That's my favorite part of the story.
Okay. You just wanted to do that again.
Yeah, I did. And I might do it a third time later in the episode when you least expect it.
Wait, was the part you're talking about the part where he goes, "Oh, my loose leaf of papers. See, oh,
isn't that fun to do? Isn't it
Mama
fun?
Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia, please help me get my loose leaf of papers."
So is it Mario? Are we talking about Mario?
No. His name's not Mario.
Okay.
Steve.
It's a me, a writer. Oh.
Yeah, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Steve.
Yeah, that particular writer's name is Steve.
Really?
Yeah, which is
I would have thought it's
a traditional,
more of an Italian name.
No, that is a traditional Italian name, Steve.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
Greg, that's not true. But the whole premise of it was you were trying to say that that was a book that wasn't bound, but
yeah.
that was more of a manuscript. That wasn't a book yet.
Well, listen, you call it a manuscript. Yeah. I call it a book. I think when someone's written a book, it's a book.
All right.
Yeah.
All
it's right. like, here's my book.
So books can be unbound, I suppose.
Well, when they're first written. And then after, but they don't sell them in the store that way. Although, I will say this. If you go into pretty much any school supply store, you should be able to buy a bag or a box full of loose leaf papers.
It's just loose leaf papers.
I believe it's pronounced loose leaf papers.
I think you've been talking too much to Italians.
Well, I mean, that's how it's pronounced in the original Italian. Like loose leaf papers are originally Italian.
Okay.
That's where they were invented.
But that would not. That also wouldn't be a book. That's just a bunch of paper.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an argument. That's it for another day. It's like, is a blank VHS tape a movie or isn't it? You know what I mean? Like that's
it's
just
not.
An argument.
No.
That's an argument for someone else.
No,
for
us. We could argue it right now. Why can't we talk about it right now?
Because every once in a while, like when I used to work at Blockbuster Video, which is a lie. And when people mm-hmm. would
okay.
come in, I'd say, "Hi, welcome to Blockbuster Video. My name is Gary. Can mm-hmm. I help you?" And they'd say, "Why does your name tag say Steven?" And I said, "Because I borrowed Steven's name tag, but my name is Gary. You can trust me." Anyway,
wait, Steven, so they would, the Italian writer?
Yeah, exactly. So they would, that's a different Steven. That's Steve you're thinking of. Steven's a different guy.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway, so they say, I say, "Can I help you?" And they go, "Yeah, I want to watch that movie. Do you have that movie, Blank Tape?" And I'm like, "Oh, you mean the one by Maxell?" And they're like, no, by TDK. And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, we've got that."
Okay.
And I'd show them where we keep the Blank Tape rentals. And they would rent it.
Oh, they'd rent it.
You know what would drive me crazy is when they would only watch like half of it and then they wouldn't rewind it, you know?
All right. So,
and I would point to the sign on the wall that said, "Don't be an asshole, rewind."
Yeah. Okay, so that's all of this is a lie, though, you established. Right?
All of this is completely untrue, but this actually happened to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Just
so,
to clarify to everybody, to make sure that it's clear.
So it seems pretty clear that
yeah.
Blank Tape is not a movie.
Well, but they would rent it and watch it as if it were a movie. And frankly, what is a movie and what's not a movie?
I mean, there is a little gray area for sure,
yeah.
I would say.
And when you watch a Blank Tape, there's a lot of gray area.
A lot of snowy gray area.
I would
say like snow or maybe just black area.
Yeah, it's a lot of gray area there. But here's the deal. Think about this. I'm just going to pose this question to you.
Yeah.
What would you rent videos on at Blockbuster Video back in the 90s? What format would they come on? A VHS tape. That's correct.
VHS tape.
And what are blank tapes? What format are they? A VHS tape.
Or beta.
Yeah.
Or
beta. No. This is the 90s when beta's already gone. Beta's gone.
Okay.
They tried that in the 80s. Didn't work out.
Sure.
Because obviously it was a better format, so it lost. just like just like HD DVD lost to Blu-ray. It was a better format.
I saw a YouTube video recently that was saying Beta wasn't actually, it was probably not a better format. That's just
it was. It had more, had better resolution. So
sure. So okay.
Yeah. Don't argue with me. This is my podcast. You're my guest here. Please don't come on my show argue with me.
I'm just bringing up anecdotes.
Okay.
Greg. I'm just
okay. You know what? I can do without the attitude right now.
Okay. Oh, wow. You're very sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one more word out of you, young man, and you're going to go to your room for the rest of the night. Do you understand me? Do I make myself clear?
I don't even live in the same house as you.
I know, but you have a room there, don't you? Do you have a room? Yes or no? Is there a blank VHS tape?
My wife.
Yes. Yeah. Is there a blank VHS tape in that room? Yes or no? That's my point. Okay.
Moving on. No, there's not. No.
Craig, go ahead and share the lettuce news that you've got for us. I'm very excited to hear it.
Greg, apparently eating salad in outer space could increase the likelihood of killing astronauts.
Well, then I will stop mailing astronauts salad. I mean, frankly, I don't think that it even reaches them because I don't have the exact address as to where they are. And I don't, and I just say, you know, two astronauts, outer space, the world is what I write there.
Yeah.
Or the universe, basically. And then I put the salad in a little envelope. I just pour it in an envelope, tape it shut, put extra postage on it because I don't know how much
you put
it costs.
Dressing on it? Or?
Absolutely. Of course, I'm like, I send them dry salad. What am I, a jerk? Would I want them to open it up and be like, oh, this salad's dry?
Yeah, right.
If I'm going to risk my life eating this salad, it better have some dressing on it.
So is that like Mr. Magoo, the astronaut, or who is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Greg.
Yeah. Why would that risk their lives to eat salad? Yeah,
there was
in space?
A study done, and apparently they tried to recreate the conditions of zero gravity, and it was more likely. The cells or the pores of lettuce would open up and just take in E. coli and other bacteria pathogens.
Oh my God!
In zero gravity.
I feel terrible now for mailing all those salads to astronauts.
Yeah, I think no matter who got that salad, it would have also been dangerous. No matter where they got it, the salad that you mailed. Yeah.
I did seal the envelope, so.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't like it was an unsealed envelope where anything could just crawl into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I think anything still could, you know, through the pores of the envelope. Or is it envelope or envelope?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
You know, it just depends on how hoity-toity you are. Do you consider yourself a hoity-toity person?
Not really.
Do you consider yourself part of the hoi polloi?
I don't know what that means, but no.
Well, at least now we have a title for this episode. This is the hoity-toity hoi polloi episode.
Which is
great
polloi?
Because anybody searching for either hoity-toity or hoi polloi are going to find this episode. It's going to be like the first thing that pops up and they're going to be like, oh, this episode's perfect for me.
What is hoi polloi? I don't even know what that is.
Well, you better look it up.
That's the opposite of hoity-toity.
Well, what is hoi polloi?
The masses, the common people.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the hoity-toity hoi polloi.
Okay, that's what you call an oxymoron.
Yeah, you're an oxymoron.
Okay, I don't feel like I feel like I'm pretty consistent.
You look like one. You look like an oxymoron.
What is that? What does an oxymoron look like?
I don't know. Just like a dumb person who has a lot of acne. I guess.
Wow.
I
Oxy.
Guess.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's all I can think of. Listen, you put me on the spot. Listen, my answers don't all have to make sense.
None do, actually. But did you see the new Ghostbusters?
When you say the new Ghostbusters, do you mean did one just come out like just now?
The newest one.
Well, I mean, I know that there is a newest one, but I think it's still being shot, right? So I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that one's not the newest one that's out. No.
I saw Ghostbusters Afterlife, the one that came out that has like the ghost of Harold Ramis in it.
That one.
Did you see it?
I did.
I liked it. Did you like
it? I'm only like halfway through it. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, so I ruined the fact that it has the ghost of Harold Ramis in it.
No, I saw a bit where he like moves around some stuff as a ghost.
Yeah. You know? I think it's pretty cool that they got Harold Ramis to come back, because usually after people die, they do not accept movie offers. But Harold Ramis is just like, you know what? I'm a professional, and being dead is not going to stop me from being in this movie.
Okay.
And I actually thought it was lovely and touching.
Well, I'm enjoying it. I'm liking it more than I thought, but I don't think Harold Ramis actually came back to be in the movie. I think
he's right there in the movie. I mean, you can't dispute that he's there.
You know that there are images, you know, people can take images of people and
They put actors in front of the camera and then they roll the camera and they get an image. Absolutely. That's how
there
Harold
are other
Ramis
ways
got
you,
in the movie.
You could take previous images of that actor and reuse them.
What? What are we living in the 19th century? That's crazy. What is this, the future?
No. What century do you think we're in?
Isn't this this is the 17th century, right? Where are we? I'm not really sure how centuries work. I know that it's not like it's not what you think. Like if it's the year 1750, you can't be like, oh, we're in the 17th century. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're in the 18th century, idiot. Yeah, I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm calling that guy who's in the year 1750 who thinks he's in the wrong century an idiot. That guy's an idiot.
Okay.
Also, idiot, you've got cholera. So
wow.
So
wow.
I'm just saying.
That does, I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Wait, because they think they're in the wrong century, they got cholera?
No. He has cholera. That guy has cholera, and he's not going to be with us much longer.
Okay.
He's suffering from cholera and whooping cough.
If someone offered me cholera, I'd probably I'd pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got like a 1970s jacket with really large collars.
Wait, what century are you in?
I don't really know. I've lost track. Okay. I don't really know.
Okay. All right.
Why do people pass in the right lane, which is the parking lane? That happened twice in the past couple of days. Why are people passing traffic impatiently in the parking lane? Is that happening where you live?
Where is this coming from?
I was driving home today from dropping my son off at school.
Yeah.
And this jerk's weaving all around and then passes everybody in the parking lane. Just like zooms past everybody in the parking lane. And you know, and let me just tell you something. I'm not a violent person. But it did make me want to catch up with him, pull him out of his car, and then just smash his face against his car a bunch of times until it just sort of becomes all sort of flat and smooth, you know? Because I wanted the guy to have a nice, flat, smooth face. Okay. And in order to get that smoothness, you have to break a lot of the bones, like the eyebrows and the nose.
So it wasn't that you wanted to hurt him. You just had a desire for him to have a smooth
face. I just want him to have a nice, smooth, bloody face. That's all. But that is what I wanted to do to that guy. Just bang, 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 bang. His face against his own car. Like pull him out and then against like either the roof, like the edge of the roof or the hood of his car. Might be easier just to hang, bang, 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 bang. And then and then like let him go and go like, okay, please don't pass people in the parking lane anymore. That's not very nice.
And then I'd be nice, and I'd be like,
hope you have a nice day. You know,
that's not going to make up for it. That won't undo.
How about if I just go like, I'm sorry for the violence. I apologize for being violent. I'm sorry.
The fact that you're planning it this way, it does. The apology is not going to do anything. Right.
If I've planned the apology, then I know that I'm gonna make it right in the end, because I'm all about making it right.
You know that you're gonna feel bad afterwards.
I didn't say I'd feel bad. It's an empty apology, because between you and me, I'm not really sorry, but I just want to make him feel better.
Okay, so
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about your face.
If you don't actually feel bad, then it's not.
Sorry, your face is all flat. All of your bones in your nose are broken.
It sounds more like you're just rubbing it in.
Let me ask you something. Do you think that's fair that like if a guy passes people in the parking lane and then I smash their face until it's all flat? Do you think that's a fair exchange?
The punishment fits the crime.
Do you think so? Because I think it seems fair to me.
No.
What?
I think no.
What part of them should I smash flat?
No. What you're doing is worse. Any violence. afterwards is okay. Probably is worse.
What about if I just pull both of their arms off and I slap them repeatedly in their face? Not hit them, but just slap them repeatedly in the face with both of their arms.
Yeah, but then they slap. But then they don't have arms.
I think they'll give them their arms back when I'm done slapping them.
You can't really reattach the arms.
I hand them back to them. I say, here, take your arms. Uh-huh. And then they grab their arms, and then they walk off holding their arms.
No, how are they going to grab their arms?
They use their own arms. I give them back to them, and they're using them. You're not paying attention, Craig. I'm making perfect sense.
You're not paying attention to logic, Craig.
I feel like you're making a mockery of this whole podcast.
I think that would be impossible.
Speaking of this podcast, this very popular podcast, by the way, I haven't checked the ratings recently, but I'm assuming we're either number two or number one by now. All of podcast, I'm probably number one, but at the very least, we're number two. Anyway, our latest review, we got a review from We Are Lettuce via Apple Podcasts, who give this podcast 5 stars out of 100, and they rate it 5 stars, and the title
stars.
Five stars. That's a lot
of
stars.
It's a weird star system.
I know, it's strange, but there's a lot of stars in the galaxy. Anyway, the review is called Lettuce Farm, and here's what they say, and this is a quote. We are human beings. Thank you so much for clarifying. We are lettuce. Mm-hmm. We are human beings, and we find this podcast to be very lettucey. In fact, it is so lettucey that we started a new playthrough of Stardew Valley centered entirely on your lives in this podcast. Our characters are Greg and Craig. We wear all green. We live on a lettuce farm, and all of our animals are named after different types of lettuce. Our horses' names are Kim and China, and our children's names are Ada and Charlie. We are open to suggestions on how to make our playthrough even more emblematic of your lives.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to make it more emblematic of my life, make sure to have sex 4 to 7 times a day.
Okay.
Okay. That's one thing. It's one thing you can do.
Right. Okay.
Lots and lots of sex. We heard that sex is really good for you. And it prevents you from getting prostate cancer. And
maybe a little bit, but it's probably the exercise that's good for you.
Yeah, it's good exercise, and it prevents me and my wife from getting prostate. I don't want for her to get prostate cancer. So it prevents it. So we have a lot of the sex.
It seems like too much, actually.
And the other thing is...
It might be harmful, actually.
And the other thing is,
that much.
You eat a lot of potatoes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So that's the other thing. How about you? What can they do to make... To make, you know, your character more emblematic.
Leave the house.
Okay, sure.
Take naps.
Okay.
And go to the mines and look for ore. Have you ever played Stardew Valley?
No, I haven't.
You have no idea what it is.
I've never even heard of it. I'm assuming it's some sort of game.
I got a little addicted at early pandemic
to
Stardew Valley. And it's great. It's a great game.
You know what's funny is that you said I got a little addicted, but I could edit this to make it just sound like you say I got a little dick. I could edit your line there.
You could probably, using computer trickery, make me say anything you wanted. You could do that at any time.
Hey, Craig, how big is your dick?
I've got a little addicted.
Okay, I just edited it.
Oh my God.
I just
you got
edited
a lot of
it.
Editing to do.
Yeah,
this.
I know. There's going to be a lot of editing in it. So speaking of editing, now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, which starts right now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. It was really good, you guys!
That was good. I actually forgot we were in the Patreon-only bonus section.
It's because we were so on and so hilarious that you forgot that we were just doing that just for Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now the pressure's on for us to try to make this section as good as the last section was. And let me tell you something. I don't think it's possible.
Well, when you say things like that, of course it's not. Now
it's just going to be a letdown.
Yeah, yeah. You don't draw attention to the quality of what we're doing, Greg, and then people don't notice.
I mean, I think one of the biggest problems about this section is we spend about a minute and a half just making sheep noises, and that's frankly nobody wants to listen to that.
No. Yeah, when does that happen? It's happening now. Oh no.
Meh.
Oh no.
Meh.
Not now. It's hard to do while you're laughing. I hope China can hear this.
God, we've only gone 30 seconds. We have to do another minute of this. All right. We're not going to do the whole 90 seconds.
Oh, okay.
You guys get the idea. You guys, if you want to hear it for 90 seconds, just rewind it three times.
Remember Goat Boy? Remember?
Goat Boy. Tell me about Goat Boy.
Saturday Night Live. Jim Brewer.
I don't remember. I really didn't watch a whole lot of Saturday Night Live because every time I would watch it, I'd be like, God damn it, why aren't the sketches funny? This is a sketch comedy show. Where's the comedy? I see the sketches. Yep. Where's the goddamn comedy?
That's right. I feel that way often. I mean, it's hit or miss because they have to make it in a week every time.
You know what? I don't think that's an excuse. From the way that I've heard that show runs, I don't know. I mean, look, I'm not on the show, so I don't know, but it sure seems to me like, if they put things off and then they have to do overnight writing sessions, and for fuck's sake, just treat it like a job. Just go in, write the sketches, and make sure you write. Here's the deal. Here's how you write funny sketches. They work hard all the time. Yeah. But maybe they don't. Maybe they're not writing funny sketches. Maybe that's the problem. Oh. Do you guys want to try funny sketches?
Maybe it's hard to please everybody, Greg. Maybe it's hard to please everybody.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Sometimes a really funny one comes out, though. Sometimes.
Yes, every once in a while there are brilliant sketches. There are still some things that I love. I think one of the funniest things I ever saw on Saturday Night Live was Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. I have a great fondness in my heart for Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah.
That is my kind of sketch.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman.
I don't understand all this fancy legal jargon.
But what I do know is my client is innocent.
That's just a great sketch.
It is a good one.
And then
Phil Hartman.
And then something comes along like Tom Hanks in the Halloween sketch. What was it? I'm David Pumpkins, man.
Yeah. Yes.
David S. Pumpkins. I mean, that's another great sketch.
It's so
great that they spun it off into an animated show. Did you see the half-hour animated special?
I never watched it. No.
I did. It was not great, but just the fact that it existed made me so happy.
Well, good. I'm glad.
I'm so happy that that exists.
I'm happy you exist, Greg.
Oh, now that's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
That seems like a low bar.
No. You're happy that I exist? What that does is that validates my life, and I appreciate that.
Oh, are you happy that I exist?
Yes.
Oh, no. Doesn't sound like it, Greg. Yeah, it doesn't.
No, I am.
Greg, what's happening to your voice? Why are you recoiling into yourself? What's going on?
I'm very happy you exist. I'm sorry.
it's like you're saying things so that...
Of course I am, Craig. Of course I am. Right. And you know, you mentioned something earlier in this podcast, and I'm like, that's a damn good point. You said that you built up a career on YouTube without which I would not know you, and that's so true. So thank you.
That's how I prepared for this episode.
Thank you for creating a career on YouTube so that I could meet you and get to know you. And because you know what? You know, I've always said to know you is to love you. And I do.
Okay. Okay. What song is that?
Oh, it's called To Know You Is To Love You. You don't know that song?
I don't know if I know that song. I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to sing it.
Okay. Fine. Now it's awkward. Why did it get awkward all of a sudden?
I don't know. I mean, You probably want me to sing it. If you ask nicely, I'd sing it, but I'm not going to. If you're not, if
you
don't ask nicely,
I think you really do want to sing it.
I mean, I might. Whether I want to sing it or not is irrelevant. Is an elephant. But I, okay. If you ask me very nicely, I might sing it, or I might not. I might still refuse.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to let you decide if you should sing it, because I don't want you to refuse. So
you know what? Don't be afraid. Like, let me just tell you, between you and me, I said that I might refuse. I'm not going to refuse. If you ask me.
Well, see, now you definitely are going to refuse.
No, I'm not. So, you think you know me. You think you know and understand
well,
me.
Well, here's the situation right now, Greg. Yeah. Right at this moment, you don't know if you're going to refuse or not. You're gonna decide what's funnier when I ask. That's what you're going to do.
This is a podcast right here. We're doing a podcast. Oh, God, this is good stuff. Man, nobody else is doing shit like this. Just you and me.
There's probably a reason for that. But
nobody else is doing quality content like this.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Greg, will you sing the song?
No.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
To know you is to lurf you. And I do, and I do, and I do, and I do, and I do. Yeah. Famous Bob Seger song.
And I do. Who do you sound like?
Bob Seger. Okay. Or Darius Rucker. That could have been a Darius Rucker sort of thing.
Okay.
Darius Rucker, the funniest celebrity name I can think of. I cannot think of a funnier celebrity name than Darius Rucker.
But the man isn't funny at all.
No, there's nothing funny about Darius Rucker. If you ever spend an evening hanging out with Darius Rucker, you'll spend that whole evening going like, when's he going to start getting funny?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I mean, to be honest, I haven't hung out with Darius Rucker, so I can't.
Oh, my
really
God.
Say,
all he talks about is his grandma passing away. I mean, to be honest with you, the last time I hung out with him, his grandma had just passed away, and they were very close.
I didn't know you were friends with Darius Rucker.
Well, we're not anymore. Not since he just brought me down all night talking about his dead grandma.
I mean, that seems like...
I know, it's rude.
Wait, how long ago did his grandma die at that point?
I mean, that was, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago. Listen, I don't have all the details.
Okay.
All I'm saying is, you hang out with Darius Rucker after his grandma dies. That's all that man can talk about.
The only thing funny about him is that he was the lead of a band called Hootie and the Blowfish. So that makes him Hootie.
So he has a funny name, and his band had a funny name. And that's what's different about him and Toad the Wet Sprocket. The band has a funny name, but the lead singer's name is Glenn Phillips.
Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up for me. I was wondering what the difference was between Toad the Wet Sprocket and
Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie and the Blowfish, funny name for lead singer. Toad the Wet Sprocket, normal name for the lead singer.
Is that a problem? If you're going to have a funny name as a band, the lead singer has to have a funny name?
I think it's only fair.
Okay.
You know, I think it's only fair.
Should we start a band, Greg?
Yeah. But since neither of us have funny names, the band should be called something like, you know, The Box. Probably just something like that. Something just ordinary.
The Box
or...
The Chair.
Cardboard. Just call the band Cardboard.
Cardboard.
Yeah.
Both The Box and Cardboard are both okay band names to me.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the deal with Cardboard. You don't do it as one word. It's two words. Cardboard.
Okay.
And you spell board, B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Greg Benson, lead singer of Cardboard. Yeah.
I actually, when you say it out loud, I'm like, this actually sounds like a good band, and I'd want to check this band out.
You'd want to hear the song, right?
I think that you and I actually should start a band, because that's one of those things that, like, you and I have known each other for years, and we have never started a band together. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it's odd that we haven't started a band and
it's
we've
so
known
weird
each other for years.
Yeah, yeah. And I have other friends that I've known for just as long, sometimes even longer, and we haven't started a band together either.
Oh, and so, I would say most people I know, I did not start a band with them.
Yeah, and I've been wondering, like, what's the deal with that? Like, we're not starting bands with the people we know.
Yeah, what's the problem?
You know? I mean, if you look at other bands, they started bands.
Now, but I bet they didn't start bands with most of the people they know.
Well, but you never know. They might have. You know, I mean, and there's
most
still time.
Most of the people. You know how many people know?
Some people don't know that many people.
Okay. But I bet people in bands know a lot of people. So.
Man, is that a better name for this episode? People in bands know a lot of people? No, I think we should go with the hoity-toity hoi polloi episode.
Okay.
That's better.
I think either one is, it's not going to bring us much audience, so it doesn't matter.
You know, here's the deal. If there's one thing that you and I are not concerned about, it's having an audience find us.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Really, we're doing this for two people. You and your wife.
Yeah.
It's just two. Those are the two people that we do this for.
I am a big fan of this podcast, and my wife is a big fan.
I'm sorry, you're what?
And you, oh my God. And you,
yes,
don't listen at all.
You know, the funny thing is, before we started, before we started recording this morning, I texted Craig and I said, you know, I'm going to be like 5 minutes late or something because I'm going to go for a little walk in the neighborhood. And the reason I wanted to go for a walk was so I could listen to part of an episode. And so I just went for like a 20-minute walk and listened to it just to remind myself of what we do on the show. Sometimes I forget.
Oh, I absolutely forget because we have no structure whatsoever. It's a complete random hodgepodge of nonsense.
So I listened to the episode Christopher Nolan's Tote Bag Extravaganza.
Yeah, I have no idea what happens in that episode. I have no idea why it's called that.
We talked a lot about penises, and I think we called it that because you couldn't call it the penis episode. But really, we talked a lot about penises.
Okay.
So if you guys missed Christopher Nolan's Tote Bag Extravaganza, it came out December 24th. Oh, of course. It's a Christmas present to everyone to hear Greg and Craig talk about penises. You can go back and listen to that one, guys.
That's not even that long ago.
No.
Not even that long ago, and I don't remember.
It came out a month ago. Right now, we're recording this on the 30th of January, you guys. Mm-hmm. Which means it will come out on Patreon tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
They're released on Patreon on Wednesday, and then 4 days later, I believe, they come out for the world. So Patreon gets a sneak peek. They get to enjoy it. They get to laugh 4 days sooner than everyone else.
Yep.
So basically, all the Patreon people are walking around just laughing, and all the normal people are like looking at the Patreon people are going like, what's so funny? And then the Patreon people are like, you'll find out in 4 days.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, our Patreon only costs $3, and I want to point out that some people join our Patreon, and then after a while, they leave the Patreon.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah,
I understand. Do they not have $3 anymore? What happened? I feel like if you're going to join the Patreon, just make a commitment and join it for the rest of your life.
No, Greg.
That's all I'm saying.
Just let people do what they do.
Here's what I want. I want for people not only to commit to join it for the rest of their lives. I want you to estimate how many years you have left in the rest of your life and then multiply that by 12 and then go ahead and just pay that amount times $3. And that way you lock in the price. If we raise the price to $75 a month, you still get the podcast for the $3 that you've prepaid.
But then you want them to still pay monthly after that.
Yes, I want them to prepay, plus I want them to pay monthly at an inflated rate that only they pay. So it's now that I think about it, it's really not a good deal.
No, it's not a good deal at all.
But it's great for us because it's just extra money.
It's really not a good deal when you consider that we're just doing this for free anyway. So
Listen, we're not doing it for free. We need to be transparent with our listeners. We make $75 a month so far on Patreon. That's before fees. After fees, probably around $67, $68 a month. And then Craig and I split that 50-50. That's half, guys. We split it exactly in half. And so, I don't know, you do the math. I don't know how much that is. I don't know how many thousands of dollars or whatever a month that is.
Okay.
You do the math. I'm not very good with math.
Okay. You want me to do the math right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say it's $68. What's that divided by two?
That's $34.
$34,000?
Just $34. It doesn't become more when you divide it. It's less.
And you're sure about that?
100% sure. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, $34 is not very much money.
No, no.
I mean, not at all. You could go to a cheap sushi place for one person for $34. And that might cover it if you don't get if you don't get too much sushi. You get maybe like three hand rolls and some edamame, and then you add, you know, your tip. Hopefully you have enough to tip 20%.
I feel like that's enough for a meal. If you're not going to get a drink, I think you're doing okay.
Well, what if you want some hot tea to go with that? You know, they're going to charge you like $5 for the hot tea. You don't have to get sake. You don't have to get a bottle of sake.
True.
I mean, some people go to a sushi restaurant, they order a bottle of sake that costs more than $34. Like, boy, their Patreon must be blowing up.
Yeah, not everyone gets Patreon money. People have
jobs.
Well,
then how do they afford sushi if they don't get Patreon money? You're not making any sense.
Jobs.
Gobs? Gobs of what? What are you talking about?
When you go to a sushi restaurant,
yeah.
Think of the person who comes to serve you, okay?
Yes, yeah.
That person... How do you think that person is making money?
Probably from their Patreon. You know,
doing
they
what?
Probably do a
doing
they probably what? Do a Patreon yeah. that's all about food service and like, "Oh, hey guys, here you have exclusive access 4 days early to my food service."
Yeah.
And then and people support them.
So in your world, everyone is a content creator and
pretty
supporting
much.
Themselves.
I mean, isn't that how
Patreon?
It is? Isn't that how it is?
I hope not. I really hope not.
Let me ask you something. I haven't been to a strip club in decades, you know, where women take their clothing off and they dance around.
Sure. I like where this is going. Sure. Yeah.
But do you think that all strippers now have their own OnlyFans page?
Maybe not all of them. I don't know.
They kind of should, shouldn't they? Like if their job is taking their clothes off in person, why wouldn't they while they're taking their clothes off, they pull like a little business card out of their butt or wherever and then hand it to
people who are watching them. Not all the owners of the strip clubs would probably be happy with that. You know.
Because they're wasting paper? Because business cards are sort of a thing of the past.
Famously, strip club owners love trees. They love trees.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Strip club owners love trees.
That's another good title for
good
this.
Title. You're right. That's yeah. that. Well, let's save that for the next episode. Strip club owners love trees.
Yeah, they do.
Famously. Man.
Well, I'm really. Well, how much time I got left? Because I really have to go to the bathroom. So
shoot, we're gonna do. This is a super long episode. We're gonna do 2.5 more hours.
Great.
Now wait a minute. You texted me this morning that you said you were pooping. Were you lying, or do you have more poop now?
What makes you think I have to poop?
Well, you said you had to go to the bathroom. What else are you going to do in there?
Well, you also pee in the bathroom.
Maybe you do.
Okay. What do you do? And what do you think others do?
I mean, bathroom's for pooping. That's the poop room.
Okay. So where do you pee then? I don't want to know.
Yeah, you're getting personal. You're getting personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually don't want to know.
Hang
on
just a second.
What's that? What's going on?
Sorry, I had to pee.
All right. So do you wear a diaper?
No, I drink more water.
Okay.
Do I wear a diaper? Now you're getting personal again.
I mean, I'm concerned. I'm
don't
a little
you
concerned.
Wonder if one of these days if we actually will wear Depends? Like if we're just going to be one of those old men who're just like, well,
Are we both going to be one of those old men?
Yeah, you and I, we're going to fuse together into one old man. Yeah, like 6 years from now. You and I will fuse together.
Does that mean I get older? Like I match your age all of a sudden?
I don't know how it works.
Or do you get younger?
I think that you just add my age to your age, and then that we become one old man with whatever age that is. Which means
that's very old. You
add us both together. We're already like 100.
Yeah, that's
you ever
very,
think of that?
Very old.
You probably will need Depends. You're half of a 100-year-old is what you are.
I think I would wear Depends whatever chance I get. Just... then I don't have to go to the bathroom anymore? I just kind of go wherever?
Yeah, I mean, that does make it kind of easy. I mean, you think about it. let's say that you're taking a nice drive across the ocean or whatever, and you're just like, I don't want to pull off and pee into the ocean.
A drive across the ocean?
Is the future. In the future, they can do stuff. They have cars that drive across the ocean. Just go with it.
Okay.
So let's say you're in the future, and you're having a nice drive across the ocean because you're going over to Mesopotamia and for a nice little vacation. And no, Mesopotamia is back in the future. Just would you go with it, please?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You're going to go visit Constantinople, and...
Istanbul is now Constantinople again?
It became it again. And in the future, everything changes. Everything.
Okay. It sounds like some things revert back to the past.
But just because, you know, everything old is new again, as they say.
Okay, all right.
and you're like, I don't want to stop in the middle of the ocean and pee. Well, you're wearing your Depends. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, it seems like that would not be a problem to just pee in the ocean, actually.
Well, you don't want to... Here's the thing. You don't want to get pee all over all the people who live in Atlantis, because in the future there's a lot of people who live like probably directly below you in Atlantis.
No, wait. So if I'm just somewhere random in the ocean, I'm above Atlantis. Is Atlantis the entire ocean?
Atlantis is huge, and in the future it becomes a very popular place to live because above the water the air is pretty bad, and a lot of people don't want to breathe that air, so they choose to live in the ocean in Atlantis. And by the way, Atlantis, beautiful place.
Well, it seems like it's huge. It's like everywhere. It's the whole ocean.
It is huge. They've got terrific grocery stores. They have a lot of rocks. They've got there's fish.
Yeah, but
there's fish.
But it is underwater. So how do they do anything?
I don't understand how it's the future. All the technology is different. I don't really understand how things work. I don't understand is what I meant to say.
But you are saying that. You do seem to know a lot about the future.
Yeah. That's because in the future, when people are like, hey, let's go on a vacation. Where do you want to go? Oh, let's go to Pompeii, and we can drive right by Atlantis, stop in Atlantis for a while, pick up some groceries, because they got such good grocery stores.
Okay.
Take those groceries with us to Pompeii.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. That's all I'm saying, is that there's, you know... In the future, you have many choices. There are options.
And all the old civilizations are coming back.
They're coming back because everything old is new again.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Frankly, I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Just a bunch of old men driving around on the ocean in their hovercrafts.
I mean, it does sound like a lot of fun. Actually.
Yeah. Going on vacation in Pompeii, you know? Yeah.
I'm just
driving around, just peeing. Oh, like that's the only sound that you hear on the ocean now. Oh,
I mean, that doesn't sound as good, actually. I don't really
sound of old men just peeing on the ocean their hovercrafts.
I'm losing interest a little bit.
this is what the future is, you know.
Okay,
love it or leave it, they say. Love it or leave it.
Who said about the future? They say that.
That's what they say.
Okay. Okay. Listen, Greg, I have to go to the bathroom. So let's.
You want
to
wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up. Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to leave it up to you. Whenever you are ready to end the episode, you go ahead and wrap it up with the end of episode jargon that you like to say.
Okay.
And that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson. And I'm Craig Benzine.
I don't even want to say anything. I'm talking
about lettuce. This has been fun, Craig. I hope you have a great pee. Did you drink a lot of water this morning? Is that the problem?
Apparently, I had coffee, and I guess I had a lot of water.
Yeah, well, coffee's made from beans and water, so that makes perfect sense. And maybe milk. Sometimes you put milk in it, you know?
I didn't, though. I don't.
Okay. All right. You're a black coffee drinker?
I sure am.
Because you want to enjoy life less? Okay.
No. Well, I like it. I want to enjoy the flavor, the pure flavor of the coffee.
Okay. Well, look, the episode's over. I know you need to pee. Go ahead and say something really important, and I'll stop recording.
Well, listen, I don't think you're going to stop recording. I think I'm going to talk, and I'm going to try to